Man, that was a good show last night. That crew was pretty switched on.
Are you guys in a band or something?
Yeah, we're the Roadhammers.
Hey, Dale, you ever hear of the Roadrunners?
Roadhammers.
The Roadjammers.
Roadhammers.
Coat Jammers.
The Roadhammers.
Are you local?
We get around.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've done my share, man. I've been everywhere.
That's right, kids. A special edition of It's a Show this week featuring a feature-length interview live from the Jackpot Casino with the Roadhammers. I'm GA.
I'm Sparky.
Peeker is not in attendance. I believe he told me he was going to the Rebels game this evening. And speaking of Rebels games, for every home game this season, the Jackpot Casino will provide a free shuttle to the Jackpot after the game.
And I don't know why you wouldn't want to get down to the Jackpot Casino, because did you see what they're giving away?
Seek the Summit Giveaway.
This thing is the sweetest thing I've ever seen. It's a 2016 Skidoo, or Ski-Doo, depends where you come from. There's no words. This thing looks like it's got some balls to it, if you know what I'm saying.
This baby's built for climbing.
Yeah. So that's
what
the
they
thing.
Do. It. That's
yeah.
why the long tracks.
That's, I was like, this is really long.
That's why it's the Summit.
You know, I get the reference now. I didn't have time.
So you come down to the Jackpot, and you don't have to do anything special. You just put your name in the draw barrel.
Massive draw barrel, can't miss it. It's the big ticket prize draw barrel, and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, that's when they're going to do the draws. So that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, they pull out qualifiers, and then somebody's going to take this bad boy home. And stay tuned to It's a Show for further details. You know what else is sweet here at the Jackpot?
Tell me more.
Flintstone slot machines.
Yes, I
saw
that. Saw
them in tonight. They are so cool.
Da-na. Da, 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 da.
Anyway, thanks to our great sponsors at the Jackpot Casino, we really did it up right for the Roadhammers. We had them sitting at a blackjack table, picture it, and they were on one side, all yeah. three, Clayton, Clinton, and Corey.
What? What's
the... Ouch! Oh, God. I think I'm...
Clinton?
Okay. So picture this. We had all the guys, Clayton, Chris, and Jason McCoy, all set up at a blackjack table right on the floor. We had cameras. We filmed the whole thing. Now, Sparky, is this companion video going to come with this beautiful interview that we waited so patiently for?
I'm going to hope my darn is, because I had a great malfunction of the laptop at the junction and I lost everything.
Oh, my God.
Including my footage. Adobe Edition, which thankfully we don't need that anymore. But I will review. I think I still have
just
it on my camera.
Anything, just something.
I think I have to have something.
Yeah, because we've got a bunch of still photos we're going to put on our social media at It's a Show Pod on Twitter and Instagram, and It's a Show Podcast on Facebook. So the guys were actually here, and you're going to hear this tremendous interview. Mind you, it was taped not so recently in front of a live studio audience at the Jackpot. This was circa around Westerner days, and we've been saving it for a special occasion. And since Clayton, Uncle Clayton, has a new show on CMT called Ice Barn Challenge, Ice Cup
Frozen,
Bucket.
The Olaf story.
Yeah, it's something about ice and people racing, and it's all over CMT. It's all over the Roadhammers website, and also the Hammers have a special with Tim Hicks. Now, this was the Coors Small Town Big Dreams edition of something. Why are we so bad with notes?
And that something was in Lacombe not that long ago.
Yeah, just up the highway in Lacombe, they got to host a concert with Tim Hicks and the Roadhammers.
Small Town Throwdown, I think it
Small
was.
Small Town, it sounds good to
Hicktown
me.
Hicktown Throwdown.
We're not talking about that in this interview,
right,
mind you.
Right.
Let's go to the tape, shall we?
Well, in terms of Starkey, how's it going?
Hey, we're the Roadhammers, and you're listening to It's a Show.
You guys can adjust the mics however you want, except for the stand. They're pretty heavy mics, and they start doing the limp non-Viagra.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
check, one, two, three. Check, check, check.
Because it's true.
Whole casino's gonna hear his voice pretty soon. Check, one, two,
yeah!
three.
Casino, casino,
casino. Check, one, two, three.
The progressive attention snowball casino draw will continue in 1 hour.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, we are about to record an interview with the world-famous Roadhammers band. Okay. Yeah, just Sparky, when are we going to be set? We can always reset the guitars after.
Yeah.
As long as
Let's
we got.
Let's do it.
Greg, you want a rum?
I'm good with my rum, thank you. It's just been refilled. I don't ordinarily drink, only on special occasions when the guys are in town. You let me know when we're ready to go, Sparky.
Ready to go?
Okay, this is it.
Are you coming to the show tonight?
I guess I am now. Otherwise, it's going to be awkward. All right, ladies and gentlemen, It's a Show is a bit of a crapshoot.
Hey,
as far as podcasts go, so it is fitting that we're broadcasting live from the Jackpot Casino in beautiful downtown Red Deer. Our team is lucky to have great backers like the Jackpot and OpenHighway.com, the subtle social media hammer that every established business that wants and needs to expand their brand should be using. You can find them online at openhwy.com. Openhighway.com.
The subtle social media hammer?
I just wrote that today. Is that
you
good?
Just made that up?
That is
good.
Brilliant.
Good.
We could be the subtle social media hammer, too.
We could be like the not so subtle.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's nothing subtle about us.
Let's talk about the 9 webisode series on cmtcanada.ca. Now, Clay, you gave us a scoop when you did an interview with us on the phone few weeks back, so our whole team crushed all 9 episodes right that night. My highest compliments, the editing, the acting, it was just awesome.
Weirdos, eh?
Thank you so much.
Total weirdos. It got a little dark at the end with Jay in the hoodie in the basement and stuff. And like an
That is my favorite episode. Episode 9 is my favorite.
Who was the catalyst for putting that together? Was that CMT approached you? Or
that
you
was
approached
Clay. Him? He put the whole thing together through our 2 video shoots we did in his hometown. We needed to do 1 video, and he pulled all these people together, every prop you could think of, and the I've Been Everywhere video. Who can call up somebody and in 5 minutes have miniature donkeys? You know what I'm saying?
That is a skill, man. I've got needs. Yeah. You know, he's got donkeys.
A little creepy. And bottom line is that was just that just extended into this series. It was pretty awesome.
It was.
Clay and short shorts, though, right? You know what I'm saying? What do you think?
The sights and sounds are all around. And
the crop
part
pop
of the
was
action.
It was very disturbing. And
outfit was actually bought here in Red Deer.
That's right.
You bought the green crop top with the yellow trim here in Red Deer.
Did you buy it
village,
here,
baby? You betcha.
Now, guys, let's not give too much away. Let's let people find it for themselves at cmtcanada.ca, right there on the homepage.
Or you can just go to YouTube and go to the Roadhammers. Go everywhere.
You want the hits? I get that.
Absolutely,
that's fine. Who needs CMT? What have they ever done for us? Before we get too deep in the conversation, my wife had a burning question. She wants to know what kind of hair product you guys use.
Wow.
Chris, you
She's
start.
Seen a picture of the band, right?
Beard conditioner. I got that from Jay Sparrow.
That's not even a thing.
It is a
beard
thing.
Conditioner
beard
is a thing.
Conditioner.
You beard conditioner.
So what happens if you don't?
Look at this baby.
What happens if you don't
and
condition?
Smooth. It's like a baby's bottom.
What kind of condition is it in if you don't condition?
Hey, ass face.
That's a loving term.
It is a smooth beard, though. Every time I kiss him, I'm always reminded.
So that do you have soft. No beard envy? Yeah, sitting right
oh, I got
him.
Beard envy. I got a beard comb over. His is all thick and everything. It's really nice.
How long does it take you guys to get that far with the beard? Is that a month? A week?
Play, that's about a half hour for him.
I just sneeze and it comes out.
What about you, Jay? That's like 6 years?
Working 6 or
on that?
7.
Yeah.
How about you? Can you grow a beard? No.
If I do, it's very gray.
You're so cherubic. You're cute.
Thank you. New record's called Wheels. You guys are in town for Westerner Days. One of the many. Is it all a blur at a certain point with the fair circuit? Like, everywhere. On a bus, on a plane, on a...
Yes and no. I mean, every place has its own charm. I mean, whenever you get the opportunity to go to these places, we've been lucky. We've been doing this a while, so... Every place there's a familiar face.
That's cool.
And that rhymes. Yeah. So that could be a good song. We could.
And every stop I make, I make a new friend. Can't stay.
Is this a little hobo? This is the littlest hobo. Oh my god.
Maybe tomorrow I want to settle down. Until tomorrow,
I'll just keep moving on. Okay, yeah, enough of that.
Gold.
So, but the bottom line is, you know, it's like we have a second home everywhere we go. And, you know, I'm from Ontario, so coming to Alberta is always a treat, and especially Red Deer. It's like you get the best of all worlds.
Now, you guys stay in a lot of hotels and stuff, but when you travel to some of these places, do you have the opportunity to stay with friends and just hang out and relax? And
yeah, you know, family all over the place, especially for me in Alberta, always try and hook up with family whenever you're in the near vicinity.
You always
vicinity.
Try to hook up with family? Like, shouldn't he?
Whenever you know what I mean.
Whenever
you
so, you're like, always at this reunion, like...
well, because, great. You know, I mean, there's, like, five different guys in the band, and we all come from five different cities in the country, so whenever we land somewhere, someone wants to take us to dinner somewhere.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you taking us?
They got some killer Chinese right over yonder, I'm just saying.
I'm in.
Yeah, just had it last week. It's awesome. Yeah.
It's really great. I mean, Alberta's great. Every province has its own charm. So anywhere we get to play, it's a good day.
Now, Chris, do you got kids?
Yeah, I do.
How many?
Two.
Two?
Boy and a girl.
See, and that's I have kids, and that's one thing I tell the kids, because they're all pretty musical and stuff, and I say, please, please focus on music, because you can see the country. You can see the world. Every time I see a different part of the country, I have to move there for a different DJ job, and there's a lot of boxes and packing, and it's not good. But you guys get in, get out, you get to see the sights, and to me, it's the ultimate career.
See, what I tell my children is, please, please be a doctor or a nurse like your mother. Don't do what I say, not what I do.
Yeah, people call my wife to work. You know, it's a totally different thing.
Right.
They actually want her. So it's a different industry.
They want you too, man.
No, we are really blessed to be able to travel. That was one of the things that really made me want to get into music was to see the world, and we've been blessed to tour China, Australia, America, Canada. It's been a trip, you know.
When you're at home and you're doing that, do you miss some of that adventure? Do you get antsy? Is it like a certain period of time where you just go, I got to get out of here and go do something?
Once the honey-do list starts to get a certain length, I'm like, I got to go.
Yeah, it's just weird timing. I can't paint the house.
Yeah.
I got a gig going. Jay, I was reading some old articles online, and the one phrase that kind of stuck with me that you said in an interview was, you learn not to hug the bunny too tight. And it was in reference to letting stuff go. This is a collaboration. You used to control your own destiny to a certain degree a lot more, producing your own records and whatever. But when you're with this ensemble of talented guys, everybody's got a say. And if you hug the bunny too tight, it dies.
That's right. I love my bunny. I will pet his
I think that's
head.
Good for merch, man. That could be a real seller.
Don't hug the bunny too tight, man.
Don't hug the bunny. Bunny.
No,
hugs.
It's great. These guys are the talent. I get to hang around with them, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's I get to learn something every second of the day, so it's pretty important.
I want to go quickly back to the reality show thing, because the acting chops you guys have and how comfortable you are on camera, do you think that's going to lead to something else? Would you like to see? Chris, I was really blown away because I don't know you very much at all, and I saw your chops on there, and it was very impressive.
Oh, well, thanks. Mostly it was just, you know, be yourself.
Yeah.
Just be yourself, Chris. And
yelling at the kids.
And jackass. And
until
course,
we be ourselves, and then they're like, okay, can you act?
Yeah.
Can you be somebody else?
Yeah. I think a lot of that comfort level came from the first season of the Roadhammers TV show, because they followed the band. The band's been on camera since day one.
Yeah.
You know, they followed us right from the beginning of the
How hard was that? Like, even if you're in show business, that's a hard thing.
I was mortified the first time because nobody told me. I walked into my audition, the first time I'd ever been in an audition before in my life for a band. And I walked in, and it's Jason McCoy, and it's Chris. I don't know these guys, and it's a big deal. And Joel Stewart from CMT puts a camera in my face and a lapel mic on me. He says, all right, kid, let's see what you got.
Wow. Trial by fire, man.
I'm sure there was a little bit of pee in my pants by the end of that. But I got the gig, so
just
I fooled him.
You got the gig. Okay, so our producer in Toronto, Graham, wanted to ask about the song Mud. Now, that's a co-write.
Yep.
A three-way co-write. Who put that together with you?
Scott Baggett and Jeff Steele.
Jeffrey Steele, right. So he wanted to know, why did you choose to write a song about mud? How did that come to be?
You know what? We were just talking about what we do as the Roadhammers, and we play a lot of festivals. We actually were playing, a couple of years ago, we played a festival. It was in Alberta, the Mud Fest in Tail Creek. And who do we play with? We play with Korn.
It was a bunch of Five Finger Death Punch.
It was like real heavy stuff. But the bottom line was, everybody was there for this Mud Fest. It doesn't matter if you're 4 or 400. If you see a puddle, you kind of want to jump in it. And that's
right.
That was the start of the whole tune.
And now that turned into a really
iconic video. That video is classic. And how long did that take to shoot, and how long were you guys drenched in it?
We were there for a day, felt like a month.
Yeah.
It actually, it was a lot colder than it looks on film. It was close to 0 degrees, and it was 1 degree.
Yeah, it was horrifically cold, and yeah. You know, it was spraying you with mud, and when we rode in the back of a truck for like 4 miles to the hotel.
So you just frozen.
Yeah, I could have cut glass. My nipples are so hard.
It's just like wearing you out, like when you guys did the Man Tracker show. You were just worn out, man. That was the real deal, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, it was exhausting.
You were one of a handful of actual people that ever beat that Man Tracker. You're on a wall of fame somewhere for that.
We actually just went back to Elliott Lake a couple of weeks ago and played for their 60th anniversary or whatever. And there was a lot of, it's kind of this back to the scene of the crime, you know. But
yeah.
It, 40 kilometers through the bush, I don't care who you are. That is tough.
And you guys were fairly, you're in fairly good shape to start with, right? But you had no idea.
I just followed him until I... If I had had to go another 2 hours, I would have been dead.
You know what? Don't let him fool you. He's the pilot of the bunch, so he's really good at reading a map and a compass. And he was just like beeline through the bush, and I was more like wandering around looking for Sasquatch.
Do you think individually you could have done that?
I could
without
not.
Each other?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't
Too
have finished.
Tough. Jerry Reed, I was reading a bit about Jerry Reed the other day, and Jay and I had a really cool conversation on the radio after Jerry Reed passed a few years back. His daughter was quoted, and she said his biggest success to her was when her dad appeared on Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? I was hot when dad was on Scooby-Doo. The kids all loved me. I was so excited dad was on a cartoon. I just want to know, your own children, respect, do they understand the magnitude of what you guys do, and or is it just nobody cares at home?
When I was living in Nashville full-time, you know, our friends all had fathers and mothers who were in the business, so
yeah.
All the other kids would be, you know, you'd be driving along, you'd hear a song on the radio, and, oh, that's so-and-so's dad, or that's so-and-so's mom, you know, and so-and-so's mom wrote that, and all this kind of stuff. So all the kids just thought, moved back to Minnesing, Ontario, small little farm community, and it really, I think that's where it was highlighted. It's like, not everybody sings every day on the radio or TV, but the most interesting thing I think we've ever... or I've ever done in my kids' eyes is the Mud video. They love that. My kids, in their classrooms, they actually use the song Mud for exercise time.
Nice.
So I get videos sent home and my wife volunteers in the class. It's pretty...
I'd have to say the same thing. Yeah, Mud is pretty special, you know, and the kids getting to be a part of it and be there for it was pretty awesome as well.
As serious as this business is, you guys are just big kids, man. You get to play
Absolutely.
All the time, right?
You know what? We're in a casino and, like, it's just, let's get the bear out of the room, okay? On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere. I just had to do a little bit. I don't know. Come on.
Keep going, really? Man. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Seriously?
First song I ever learned how to sing was that.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Did you have the gravelly?
Even at seven, drinking whiskey with grandma.
Yeah.
Singing The Gambler.
Smoking
Bonneville,
cigars with
Bonneville,
grandma.
Alberta, ladies
That's
and gentlemen.
Right.
You guys are headed there. You got a gig in Bonneville at some point coming up.
August 21 to 23, the Extreme Mud Fest. Going to be good.
Yeah, dude.
All about mud, baby.
So, you know, we're all country fans and stuff. I just wanted to know, what was your favorite country music memory before you guys joined up together as in this band? And what has it been after the fact?
Gosh. A few of my first concerts when I was a kid. My mom and dad used to take me to a lot of them. I was eight years old. I think I saw George Jones at Maple Leaf Gardens.
Unreal.
One of his shows where he may have been partaking in the alcohol a little bit too much. He fired his monitor guy and all that kind of stuff.
Played a four-song set.
Pretty much. That was a pretty neat thing. The guy sitting beside me got kicked out because he was drinking and hollering, "Yeah, George!" You know, all that stuff. So I was pretty amazed by that. That was my introduction to country music.
I want to do this.
Yeah. After this, since we started the band, I don't know, everything's been great. There's been so many highlights. I actually was saying that to my wife the other day. You know, it's just everything's been really a great experience.
Hard to pick, yeah.
Hey, hanging with Greg Shannon.
Hey.
First time I met you when you were doing the Today's Country years ago. I got to play on that radio show. Got to meet Faith Hill, her first time coming to Canada. Sammy Kershaw.
That was a highlight for both of us, by the way.
Yeah, I was like, wow, she's pretty. That would be one of my highlights, too.
You know, I Googled that show today before because I was looking for old pics of us, maybe. There's nothing that exists. They have wiped our drive with Craven A at Today's Country.
Yeah, it's like it was...
it didn't exist.
The KGB
I don't think we did that show, to be honest with you.
It was like Jason Bourne's going to show
it's
up
like
or something.
A memory wipe.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Okay, memories, Clay.
For me, before this show, I think one of them highlights would have to be getting drunk with Stomp and Tom at the Calgary Stampede.
Oh, my God.
We came back. We were staying at this shithole hotel on 16. It was. And we were coming back after our gig, and it was not glamorous. We were playing the whole 10 days in the afternoon. It was, you know, a sweaty tent.
Yeah.
And we came back after the show, and there's Tom and his band with the trailer backed up to the door, and they're just standing in the doorway.
How you doing, young
drinking
fella?
Beers. We sat with Tom till 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
He drank us all under the table. He double-fisted Labatt and told dirty jokes and never skipped a beat. And he told me some of the best advice I ever got, to write with what you know. He said, I've been to every town there is in Canada. And he said, that's what's made me I got me where I am today. I write about what I know.
So was he a real amenable guy? He was real nice to hang out with?
Yeah, absolutely. And he got more so the more he drank.
Yeah, yeah.
We were best friends by the time we left.
That's awesome.
Since the band, yeah. I mean, I'm with Jay, you know, this being in this band has been the highlight of my career as a musician, you know, all the things we've gotten to do. But I think one of them has got to be getting a standing ovation at the Grand Ole Opry. We played two nights back to back there, and
wow,
and it was just
that
unreal.
Was pretty cool.
I got down and kissed the stage. It was just
I'm playing with Twisted Sister. Now that I think about it, we got to do a show with them in Anaheim, California.
Oh, okay. I thought they were on the Opry.
We were all on stage together.
That's insane.
Playing You Can't Stop Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
And
oh, my God.
It was awesome.
Wow.
We got the most fun in Reno. Jackpots are hot at the Jackpot Casino. Everybody now. Jackpot.
What are we talking about now?
Okay, so we're talking about your favorite country music memory prior to the band and post the band.
It's pretty close to Clayton's. When I was 5 years old at the Arts and Culture Center in Steamville, which is where I'm from, in Newfoundland, Stomp and Tom Connors played. That was my first concert. And I actually got to talk to him. Jumped out under the velvet rope, like it was right behind me here, and said, hey man, when's the show going to start? And he stopped in his tracks and talked to me, and I asked him about the hockey song. And so yeah, that was early on. We're just talking about stuff since the band. We were only a band for about 4 or 5 months or something like that, and we were doing a show in Edmonton, and we were working with someone that could introduce us to George Jones, who was in town on the same night.
Right.
So we went over, and I was completely starstruck. Totally.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it's George Jones and shaking his hand and getting to say hi. Was
he pretty on top of it?
Oh, yeah. Like, he was very nice, personable, very polite. He was great. Us, on the other hand, not so much.
But definitely not on top of it.
Speaking of George, I would just say, if we could go back and talk about country music memories.
Yes.
I have a great one of myself and Jason McCoy with way too many beers searching for George. You know, George is in Jason's backyard in Nashville.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, yes, he is.
Good house purchase.
I collect things.
yeah, and we went and had a long conversation with George over many beers. We sat.
It was a pretty fresh grave, too. It was still the hay on top of the mound. Like, it was pretty creepy.
They got this big monument at his gravesite.
Yeah.
Jay's house backs up to the
National
Cemetery.
Okay, now we're getting clearer. Yeah, yeah.
So
I'm going, George's house on Facebook. I don't think Jason's place backed on.
We decided it'd be a good idea at 3 in the morning to stumble through the hedges and go find George and say hello, tell him how much we missed him.
We went past the sleeping cop. Because the one cop pulled his car into the middle of the graveyard sleep, and the windows were all still steamed up.
He was fast.
He was like,
I got my nose pressed against the window. I'm going, I think he's still asleep. Should we wake him up?
Went and drank with George for a couple hours, came back, passed the sleeping cop again. It was pretty funny.
Classic.
Barney Fife.
Yeah. Love it. Okay, I'm going to talk about something a little more serious. Aaron Pritchett was on Facebook. He did quite a diatribe. I don't know if you guys saw that about a week ago. First of all, he lost his phone when he was in France, and then he's going, I'm not getting another phone again, and everybody's giving him hassle and saying, you won't last 20 minutes, blah, blah, blah. Then when he got home and got to a computer, he wrote on Facebook the reason why. Have you ever considered booting the phones and getting rid of that stuff just to avoid that kind of temptation? Or
I've been an idiot and already pushed the button in years past, so now I'm pretty good with putting the wall up myself. It's just a matter of prioritizing. I mean, it's easier said than done, right?
Yeah, it's like anything. It's like losing weight, drinking too much, whatever. You got to police yourself.
Your nails. But it's you know what? It's the best and worst thing that's ever happened to us, all the social media.
It exposes you to the world, opens up the world to you. But
Facebook's a hard one for everybody because it's kind of like you're keeping up with the Joneses all the time.
Right? Yeah, and so, that life that you portray on Facebook, any of us, is not exactly the real life.
Right,
that we all have, right?
Everything's great. Everything's awesome.
Look at my beautiful kids.
On.
You know,
yeah, you're only seeing the shiny side. And I don't put too much family stuff up on Facebook. Every once in a while, I do,
right.
But I try and keep that. That's my family, and that's private, and that's home.
Yeah.
You know, and that's sacred, and that's protected. You know, and
absolutely,
the social media stuff is for, hey, we got a show, and hey, we love our fans, which we do.
Yeah,
and we want that connectivity. But at the same time, you know, we need our private lives, and we need to have that. There has to be boundaries.
Yeah. What do you think, Chris?
Well, it's such a new technology. It can be dangerous.
Yeah.
And I think people are just learning how to use it. That's all. And how to be responsible with it.
We all want to make $1 million off it, let's be honest. That's what I want to do. I want to figure out how do we harness this baby to make money. That's what I want to do. So in a way, if you look at it as a tool and not an essential thing. But I have 4 kids, and, you know, 3 of them still at home, and I'm paying for all those phones and everything, and they can't imagine life without that thing in their hand.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
My son's 5, my daughter's 8, and they're...
iPads.
They're all over it.
Yeah. Do they do musical things and stuff on their iPads? And
my daughter likes iCarly, and so Caleb is her... cameraman.
Yeah.
She always does these iCarly type podcasts.
And that's pretty good. Like that's pretty good TV, right?
It's good. You know what? And that is it's a pretty funny show. But she's just like right into character. She's directing it. And the whole bit is just like, where do you get that from? But she's pretty amazing to watch.
I know where she gets it from.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thanks so much for taking time for us today. You got a gig
tonight,
so I don't want to bring you out. I know some of you guys are feeling a bit under the weather. And
big shout out to Gilmore Guitars for letting us plunk on these.
Yeah, these are
awesome. Beautiful guitars.
Yeah, you feel like doing anything? You don't have to if you're.
Let's do a bit of. Backyard. Little boy, big yellow, talking toy, turtle pool, full of dirt, grab the hose and give her a squirt, you got mud, mud. Snack time, back door, footprints, white floor, oh mama, woo, big fit, long, but I was standing there happy as a pig in mud. Thank y'all here at the Jackpot. Thank you so much. Hey, we're the Road Hammers, and you're listening to It's a Show.
It's a Shit Show.
Right, that's what we call our rolling show on the road. I've been everywhere here.
Where the next gig, man?
We get around.
Coat Hammers. Never heard of ya.